Granola guys and
squad,
and the gang, granola gang.
GG.
GG. Yeah, we are Sarah Barcooley, Alex Sue. Thank you guys for tuning in, and thank you for coming. You know, it's been quite a time.
It has been a time for sure.
Am I baking away toys? Oh, this accessory may not be supported. That's a good sign. I like to see that. Let's see if this will work. It's probably not going to work.
Plug it in and plug it back.
Yeah, true.
Hopefully.
We'll end
off with one song. It is 4 a.m. Everybody listening right now, thank you for tuning in this late at night. We really appreciate it, and we love you guys. Take care. Be safe.
Every bracelet comes with a price tag, baby, face it. You should leave if you can.
can't accept the basics. Plenty holes in a ball of nigga matrix. Invisibly set, the Rolex is faceless. I'm just young, rich, and tasteless. P.
Never was much of a romantic. I could never take the intimacy. And I know it did damage. Cause the look in your eyes is killing me. I guess you knew an advantage. Cause you could blame me for everything. And I don't know how I'ma manage if one day you just up and leave. And I always find, yeah, I always find something wrong. You've been putting up with my shit just way too long. I'm so gifted at finding what I don't like the most. So I think it's time for us to have a toast. Let's have a toast for the douchebags. Let's have a toast for the assholes. Let's have a toast for the scumbags.
This is Steven Pinker, and you are tuned in to WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM, pure pleasure technology, Tufts freeform and educational radio.
Leave your kids behind, come with us and find the pleasures of the journey to the center of the mind.
Bye. everybody goes out alone. Everybody goes out alone.
Oh, subtle feel of bad feelings between. Trust has disappeared. You know what I mean.
I'm getting on nerves
and blame for this mess.
Going round curves,
you could not care less.
'Cause everybody goes out alone. Everybody goes out alone. Everybody goes out alone.
So bring more whiskey. Try not to shoot yourself.
'Cause running is risky. Leave the gun on the shelf.
A rocket from above.
A bullet from below.
It's all the same, and everybody knows.
Everybody goes out alone. Everybody goes out alone. Everybody goes out alone. Out alone.
Adopt US Kids presents Multiple Choice Parenting.
Your daughter just had her first breakup. Do you A, put yourself in her shoes?
How could he do this to you? And for Sheila, she has split ends.
B, console her.
Oh, sweetie, this is going to happen a lot. 4, maybe 5 more times before you get married.
C, take charge.
Got to get this all straightened out. Give a little talking to man, mano a mano. Hey, Steve, it's now a good time? No? Okay, no problem. Bye.
Or D, help her find a new boyfriend.
I know a great place to meet boys. The internet. Nice, single boys. Never mind. How about some ice cream?
As a parent, there are no perfect answers. But you don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same.
For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org, a public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
I would be all right, all right.
Don't let it be. Lonely girl, no one knows. Is it good enough? Is it good enough? Is it good enough for you? Tell me, baby, is it good enough? Is it good enough?
Something's wrong, but what it is remains a mystery. The IVS somehow avoids detection, so he's been that way, you see. And though I lack the advantage of perspective and objectivity, I'm beginning to suspect I just might be my own worst enemy. Well, I headed out for Boston just a kid. It was 1979. I was following my true love, didn't know the trouble I would find. Oh, at the time I used to say, why does it seem that trouble's always finding me? I'm beginning to suspect that even then I was my own worst enemy. Now it's 17 years later, I'm still here, feeling tired, feeling old. I might make it through the month on the money from the guitar I just sold. The finer points of making a living just don't come naturally. I'm beginning to suspect I still might be my own worst enemy. Just fight myself. I'll provide my own opposition. I don't need nobody's help. I sure don't know what's at the core of this masochistic personality, but I'm beginning to suspect I've always been my own worst enemy. Well, alright, I'll shut up now, I've said enough, that's for damn sure. But just you wait and see, I kick myself as I head out the back door. When I get home, I might as well lock myself up, throw away the key. I'm beginning to suspect I'll always be my own worst enemy. I'm beginning to suspect I'll always be my own worst enemy.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen.
91.5 WMFO.
caro.